Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilaim Daf Chof and the Ois V'Odor edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Vav. We're starting from the third line from the top. The Goder, we just spoke about the fence. And the Gemara continues on to discuss the halachas that have to do with the fence. Goder yeshbo lehakel v'yeshbo lehachmer. There's a kula on the fence and there's a chumra on the fence. Hechavit, what's exactly the details? If a person has an empty space in the middle of a grain field, let's say a field which is planted wheat, you're not allowed to plant in it something else. You can't plant in it barley because you need to have a space of at least base roiva. And here it's less than base roiva. So you can't plant barley in there. He kifa goder, but if he surrounded the empty space with a fence, mutter, then he could plant in the empty space. Why? Because the fence separates the wheat field and the barley field. Now, that's a kula that we have with a fence. What's the chumra? Beis roiva bebiko. You have an empty space roiva. In a biko, biko means in a valley, in an open space. Mutter lizroa boi shneimini. You could plant two different seeds, each one in the edge of the beis roiva, and there's a roiva that's is separating between the two. He forgot there also. But if he's surrounded with a fence this entire space, that is called chavush. That is called surrounded. And when it's surrounded, you can't plant it together, even though there's a roiva in between. And we'll discuss it later in the Gemara. How much space do you really need in that case? Continues down the Gemara, we're going to be using the girso of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Vilna Gaon. And we use that in the next few lines. So Zok to Gemara, Goder Zarua, Mao Shiatzel Zazroi. So we learned the way we ended the previous daf is that when you have a fence between the seeds, you can plant on top of the fence. Now the question is, can you plant on the walls of the fence? So now it's not such a big distance, it's on the wall. Can you plant on the wall even though it's very close to the ground? So says the Gemara, oh. Now we have a gears over here that we take out. Simply understanding is because we're going to get back to this later. The gears that we have here is green zerua mashriatzel tayarek, which is a dry land to save the vegetable. So according to the Gemara, you take this sentence out. We can learn from the following. It says in the Braiso, you're allowed to plant seeds next to roots of a tree that is dry. Dafke, if it's dry. Halach also, but if it's moist, you can't do it. According to Reb Chaim's understanding, a tree is not really kilayim in seeds, but still you're not allowed to plant the seeds next to the tree because it looks like kilayim. So kol shekin you can plant next to a fence. Reb Yisi Shamal Aminado. Reb Yisi learns from our Mishnah. It says that our Mishnah soymech lebur v'lanir v'lagapo laderech v'lagoder shuvu. This is the entire list there that you had in the Mishnah. How close you can plant. So if it's a land which was never planted, or a land which is plowed, a gapo and derech and goder is a fence, a field, another fence, if it's ten tefachim. But what we're trying to focus on is the hemshech. And it says, so if you have a tree which has very long branches and touches the ground, that's good enough to be a separation. Hadom Rosh Goder Zerua Matzil Tzazroim. You see from here that if a tree which is alive and it's considered to be a real plant, it could be a separation. So of course a fence which is more separated could be a separation. But according to this, comes out to be a stira to what the Brisa that we mentioned before, that says that you cannot plant even on a tree on a trunk of a tree which is unless it's dry. So the chur it's a stira. So says the Gemara, afilu temo, skip me the next few lines according to this gear. So, ain goder zerua matzil es hazroim. Really, a goder zerua does not say the zroim. Meaning, if I have a fence surrounded with plants and it goes to the on the wall, that's not a good separation. You need to do more than that for the kilayim. Because this is the Gemara of Chofa on the base. Shan yehi, hi, what we learn regarding the tree, it's different. Why? Hocho shu goder zerua, vein goder zerua matzil es hazroim. And Reb Chaim brings, according to the Goyen, you have to read a little more. Shani Tamon Ilon, there is a tree. Hocha Goder Zerua, Vein Goder Zerua Matzil Tazroim. In other words, there's a difference between a tree, which is a real chashuv a thing, and that's a separation, and a fence, which is not so chashuv, and that is not a separation. And that's the Gemara comes in the differentiates between the two cases. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yudon Boy. Rabbi Yudon asked the question. Greed, the dry land that we learned earlier. Umeshech, ma'ashit starful. What does it mean? So as Reb Chaim explains, we're going to see lekamon. We're going to see later that if you have a row which is 10 by 6, 10 amas long, 6 tefachim wide, and a person plants in there, he's allowed to do a different planting in that row because it's very nikar, it's very clear that it's different than the rest of the field. Now the question over here is, what happens if that row is half greed? Greed means which is dry, and half which is not greed, which is meshech. Meshech means it's regular land. Ma'ashit starfu. Do they join together to be one? So the Gemara explains. Hechavidu. What's exactly the case? Hayasha mokam oyrich eser amis umechzo. Al rechav shisho. If you have the length of 10 amis and a half and the width of 6, so then you have the full row that we're looking for. Ain't it so greed? You don't need the dry land. The row stands on its own. But also greed mikan ma'oli smoich mishtei ruchoysov. Meaning, you're right, the shura on his own stands on its own and can do it. But if you have here a grid, dry land, next to a dry land you can plant, as we saw earlier. So you have half of it is a dry land which you can plant anyway. And half of it is a regular planting. Do we say that the dry land joins the regular planting to make it a one row of regular planting? Or we say no, the dry land stands on its own, you can plant next to it. But then the wet land, which is not dry, that one does not have enough to be a shura, and it's considered to be kilayim in the Sadeh. According to Reb Chaim, the next following lines of the Gemara have nothing to do with the first part of the Gemara, but because we mentioned this idea, can you soymich in two different sides? So we mentioned places where you can be soymich in two sides, and sometimes in four sides. And that's what the Gemara says, Tani, your b'yoni son, ben yoisi oimir, hayashav sela aruka asora v'rochav arbo. If there is a rack which is 10 tfachim length and 4 tfachim wide, aruka asora v'rochav arbo, you can plant in both edges of the rock and both sides of the length of the rock. Because you have 10 tefachim in between, that shows a real separation. So there's no problem to do it. The rock is mafsik, and you have a very nikar, very clear separation with 10 tefachim, so you can plant both sides of the rock. But you can't plant on the other two sides, because there the separation is only 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim is very little, so that's not good enough. But if you have a rock which is 10 tefachim by 10 tefachim, then you can plant all four sides, because each side to the other side is a 10 tefachim width with a rock in between. That's enough of a separation for kilayim. Reb Chaim adds, even though when you go, let's say, on the north side and on the west side, the north side and the west side, they connect in the edge. So Reb Chaim, first of all, you don't continue it after the rock, so there's a little bit of a box in between the north and the west. But in addition, that point where they do touch, that is a Rosh Tari. That's a triangle, which we learned earlier, that triangle is fine regarding Kilayim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Chof.